The Homeland Security Department is trying to figure out how to fund new facilities, its new headquarters, without taking money from mission operations. It's the opposite take on the old adage, DHS doesn't want to rob Peter to pay Paul. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with the steps Homeland Security plans on taking to build its new headquarters and a new research facility. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Ruben.
All right, we've talked a lot about the new headquarters for Homeland Security at St. Elizabeth's right here in Washington. What's the latest plan?
Well, they're still building it, so that's at least good news. But let me give you a little bit of background, and remind our listeners about it. Now, DHS wants to consolidate about a third of its Washington, D.C. area staff into its new headquarters at St. Elizabeth's. This was under a $3.4 billion construction plan, but between budget constraints and increasing costs and other factors, a monkey wrench has been thrown into their plans. In fact, the plan for the short term is just for infrastructure improvements to the connecting roadways on I-295 and for DHS to finish the Coast Guard headquarters, which is under construction now. In all, it's about a $1.7 billion worth of spending. Now, the General Services Administration has a role in this as well. They act as the government's landlord. And, in fact, they didn't request any funding for the St. Elizabeth's in 2013 and didn't receive any funding from Congress in 2012. So they're basically not being involved in the project as it goes forward over the next at least 2 years. Now, they're still working with DHS on the Coast Guard building, but other buildings they're not a part of right now. Now, additionally, the administration didn't request any funds for St. E's through the DHS budget, except for what's needed, again, for the Coast Guard facility and the roadway improvements. Rafael Boris is the undersecretary for management at DHS. He says Homeland Security is now taking a new approach to St. E's, which will require an extra 5 years and another $600 million.
Our approach, due to the very difficult fiscal times, has to be modified. So what we are doing now is looking at the future development of that campus in much more what I would call reasonable or segmentable projects. The most unfriendly part to a construction project is time. The loss of time is the greatest factor of the increase of the cost of the project. But breaking the project into smaller segments of approximately $300 million with each segment is what is driving that time and that cost increase.
Now, Boris says through this approach, DHS will move more than 14,000 people, employees, into the new headquarters by 2022, and it will cost about $4 billion total when it's all said and complete. Now, in the meantime, Boris says DHS is trying to figure out how to save money through things such as telework, flexible or alternative work schedules, and even consolidating leases. In fact, Boris has a rough estimate by DHS says he could see St. E's being able to accommodate about 17,000 people through the use of things such as hoteling and telework, meaning not all 17,000 will be there one time, but that's how many people could be stationed at St. E's.
The next usable segment that we're going to be proposing in FY14, which is to move headquarters to populate the center building, which will move about another 400 or 500 people onto the campus. But that will be, that's the secretary, that's all of the secretarial support. We think that makes a tremendous statement of the commitment that this department is making to St. Elizabeth's, as well as our operations center, which will consolidate our Transportation Security Operations Center, the TSOC, FEMA's Operations Center, and our National Operations Center, our NOC, which is currently at our Nebraska Avenue campus, and that will also include then another several hundred people.
Now, Boris says if Congress gives DHS full funding for the next segment in 2014, then the building will be ready for occupancy in 2017. Of course, that's a really big if. Now, one quick aside that he pointed out during the hearing yesterday before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security, the Coast Guard facility that's being built now is on time and on budget, which actually does bode very well for both DHS and GSA as they ask for more money in 2014 and beyond.
Now, Jason, DHS also wants to build a new research and development facility for bio and agricultural defense. What are the plans for that building?
Well, that's even a more complicated program for DHS, and in many ways it involves a mission-critical catch-22. So DHS wants to build this new facility on the campus of the University of Kansas that would meet the requirements for the highest level of biosafety. The facility, called an NBAF, which is in the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. Tara O'Toole, the Undersecretary for Science and Technology Directorate, she says budget cuts are leaving DHS in a tough situation.
The severe cuts to S&T's budget in recent years makes it impossible to fund MBAF construction out of the S&T operating budget. Our FY12 appropriation for discretionary R&D was 56% less than what it was in 2010. Thus, we are potentially faced with the Hobbesian choice of constructing a needed new laboratory that the country requires or pursuing essential R&D for the DHS missions. This challenge faced by the Directorate in building NBAF is familiar to all civilian R&D organizations struggling to balance research investments with investments in facilities and infrastructure. One cannot conduct first-rate research and development without modern labs and equipment, but a fully capable lab that lacks the money to actually do research is not much use either.
Now, O'Toole says DHS is holding back about $190 million from the building of that facility until two reviews by DHS, outside experts, and the National Academy of Sciences are finished. One of the reviews is looking at the risks of animal disease and agroterrorism. The other is going to decide what the government really needs in a facility and whether the current facility on Plum Island in New York could be made to work. Remember, that Plum Island facility is over 60 years old. O'Toole says both reports are expected to be done by June. Now, one solution could be one solution to this research versus facility challenge is what the National Science Foundation ended up doing. O'Toole says they have now two separate budgets, one for research, one for capital investments. So in many ways, they stopped cannibalizing their research funding.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, what was the reaction to these two plans from members of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security?
So committee members, well, at least the chairman and the ranking member, who were the only ones there yesterday, they kind of understood both sides of the problem. The lack of funding is clear, but the potential needs and benefits of both the consolidated headquarters and the new research facility are important. Congressman David Price is the ranking member of the subcommittee. He says the two fund approach that NSF could strike the right balance that DHS needs. I also caught up with subcommittee chairman Robert Aderholt after the hearing, and to ask about the committee, how the committee can solve this quandary DHS faces.
Today, the bottom line is that Secretary Boris and Secretary O'Toole know that we have limited funds. If they could come to us with a budget that reflects that and says we know that the funding is not what we thought it was originally going to be when we first envision these two facilities. But what we would like to do is try to get a reasonable budget to say, based on that we have less money than we originally thought of, this is what we would foresee we can do.
Now, Aderholt adds that he'd like to see more details about DHS's plans to develop those new office spaces in segments of about $300 million or so. He also says the administration's lack of budget requests in 2013 does make things more difficult, and it's a little bit of a head-scratcher on his part. Now, Aderholt says the consolidation of headquarters is one of the subcommittee's major priorities, especially as office leases for the DHS component agencies come up for renewal in 2016.
Jason, if this thing happens the way Raphael Boris described it and they don't move in till 2022, that would have spanned three presidential administrations. Did anyone ever talk about the possibility, at least, of expanding where they are now on Nebraska Avenue?
You know, that was not even an option that came up. I think they've looked at this before, and I just don't think there's room to do it. And they're not excited about the facilities themselves. I've heard them talk over the years and say it's a little bit old. It's not, you know, there's some issues around it. They'd like to, they really do want that new facility, but they're, again, facing this issue of there's a limited budget and money versus facilities. And it's, in many ways, it is a typical, you know, a really classic catch-22.